KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
With the sun having set, more teams have joined the search for a missing pilot at Durban's North Beach. The light aircraft they were in had been doing a final display when it spiraled out of control and plunged into the water at around 1:45 this afternoon. NewsWatch's Qinokuhle Malinga is at the scene.
More search and rescue divers have been taken out to sea on skipper boats as the operation intensifies into the night. Earlier, teams brought back pieces of the aircraft wreckage. It's understood the pilot was completing his final display at an air show. The Civil Aviation Authority's accident investigations head, Themba Thabete, says while details cannot yet be shared, the search is at an advanced stage.
We're just dealing with a lot of data as it comes along, and we're analyzing just to see from an accident investigation perspective what details we can glean, how they can be useful to the accident.
Qinokuhle Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch, Suncoast Beach.
Former President Thabo Mbeki will not attend the National Dialogue meeting taking place tomorrow and on Sunday in Pretoria, or rather Saturday. He's declined at the invitation, with the Thabo Mbeki Foundation saying the gathering is not the official National Dialogue convention and was not approved by the preparatory team. The foundation's chair, Geraldine Fraser-Mulegeti, warns that the meeting is misleading, as only the team's sanctioned events will be truly citizen-led and inclusive, allowing South Africans to have a real say in the country's future. Several political parties and civil society organizations will also not attend. Speaking at a media briefing a short while ago, presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya said there was no controversy in as far as the national dialogue process is concerned.
What we have is a dispute that has been declared by seven or so foundations who do not represent the majority of South Africans. They are entities of high standing. The issue is also not over the actual national dialogue. The issue that these foundations have is with the state of preparedness, funding.
Environmental group Green Connection says the halting of the offshore exploration project in the Western Cape is a victory for marginalized coastal communities. The Western Cape High Court has set aside the approval for Total Energies that was given to Total Energies by the Environmental Department to drill for oil between Cape Town and Cape Agulhas. Green Connection says the court found the environmental impact assessment failed to properly measure the real risks of a major oil spill on small-scale fishers and coastal communities. Advocacy officer Lisa Makaula says voices of the people who will be impacted are finally being heard.
We are very happy that this decision is calling for proper processes to be followed and to be implemented prior these projects are actually approved.
And Spanish police have arrested four people over new forest fires. They are suspected of starting the blazes. It takes the total number of accused over their summer period to 30. Three of the latest arrests were in the northwest Castile and León region, where about 40,000 hectares of land has been devastated by fire. Two volunteers have died battling the flames there this week. Durban 24 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 27, Richards Bay 28. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mphahlele.